Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
At the end of the millennium, Satan will be released for a season. And the Bible tells us it's a short season that he's going to deceive the masses. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20, as the sands of the sea. And we talked about this. This will be people under the age of 100 years old who've not yet received Christ. These are physical people who live in their physical bodies. They've not yet received Christ as a Savior. We would still call them teenagers. Isaiah 65 talks about this. Who could think of a thing? Somebody dies at 100 years of age? He's just a baby, just a young kid, you know, at 100 years old. Anyway, there are going to be multitudes, billions of people alive during, because at the end of the millennial reign, they're going to, many of them, masses of these young folk will follow Satan for the last time he comes against Jerusalem. It's not even a war. The Bible tells us in Revelation 20, Jesus slays them with the breath of his mouth. And he casts Satan into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. Remember, they were cast into the lake of fire at the Armageddon. Y'all remember that? This is yes, this is no. At the beginning of the tribulation period, the beast and the Antichrist and the false prophet were cast into the lake of fire. They are the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. They were not in hell. Unbelievers are in hell today. The lake of fire is a completely different place than hell. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no. Something far worse than going to hell. We hear it all the time. Worse than going, no, the something far worse than going to hell. Revelation 20 talks about death and hell gives up the dead, and they stand before Jesus Christ. And there it says in Revelation 20, there was found no place for them. They'll be judged out of the books, and they will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Something worse than going to hell is standing before Jesus and judged, and then you're going to call him Lord, by the way, even as an unbeliever. And I highly recommend you call him Lord this side of the grave. The Bible tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue, Russian, Ukrainian, Spanish, English, Georgian, North Carolina, Massachusetts. Y'all speak different up there. I don't know. I know they're doing Boston or whatever they do. Anyway, they kind of have that. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I highly recommend if you don't know Christ as your Savior on this side of the grave, you better, because one day you are going to confess at the great white throne judgment. Are you following? So that takes place, the great white throne judgment. And then we come to Revelation 21 and 22, where new heaven, new earth. And won't that be something? We started talking about that a few weeks ago. We went through Revelation 21, looked about the city coming out of heaven, built by God. God built this with his own bare hands. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, Jesus said this, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. We have a place for us in heaven. It's these mansions. Again, I told you, hey, on your way back, you ought to stop. You go down 95, don't you, Massachusetts? You ought to take her to the, have you been to the Biltmore? Okay. You ought to take her to the Biltmore. Okay. It's in Asheville. On the way back to Massachusetts, you'll go right through there. All right. If not, make a little detour. She's worth it. They just got married a couple months ago. She's worth it. Anyway, take her to, and that Biltmore is the largest private home in America. But I'm telling you, it's beautiful. I've been there, beautiful garden. But it's like a shack compared to what Jesus had prepared for us. I'm telling you. Anyway, during eternity, we see Revelation 21. Now, Revelation 22. That two-minute synopsis turned into 20 minutes. I knew it was going to happen. Let's read these five verses. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there were no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And I'm telling you, folks, I cannot do justice in the next 10 minutes for these next five verses, so I might have to carry it over into next Sunday. We've just read five awesome verses. I'll just blow you away. Verse number one, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. By the way, I take this very literally. It's not symbolically. It's a, you know, some picture. I take it very literally. A beautiful river. We sing that song, deep and wide, there's a fountain. Did you teach that to them? You didn't teach that to them in the little kids' camp? There's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Y'all remember that? Okay, I know it refers to salvation and all that. I understand all that. But I'm telling you, this river that's flowing from the throne of God is deep and it's wide. All right, here's the thought. I don't know. The Bible does not. Okay, again, this is my opinion. It's my opinion. And y'all know when I went to Bible school, Terry Richards went to the same Bible class at school I did. Dr. Rick Adams, one of my favorite Bible teachers of all times. Learned so much from him. Learned so much from Dr. Rick Adams. One thing I learned from him, how he defined opinions. Terry, do you remember this? Opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink. Okay, this is my opinion about this river that's flowing from the throne of God. It originates from that throne. In other words, it's the source of this great river is coming from God. Are you following? It's flowing from that throne. I take it very literally. All right, out of that throne, that coming down out of heaven, okay, is the New Jerusalem. And Jesus is there in the New Jerusalem, flowing out of that throne room, if so to speak. When it comes out, in my opinion, it branches off into four different directions, north, south, east, and west. Remember we talked about the gates of the walls of Jerusalem, how there's three on the north, three on the south, three on the west, and east. Did I say east? Anyway, north, south, east, and west, that there's three gates on each side. I believe that this river, like you would say, it would go into four heads, four different ways. It's the same river. Where do I get that? I'm glad you asked. Remember back in Genesis chapter number 2, I have it marked just in case you don't. A place called Eden, verse number 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and it became into four heads. So that's how the earth before the rain and all, that's how not just Eden, but the whole earth was watered. When the river that came from out of Eden, it split in four, and it's named, the next verse, named those rivers. Euphrates was one of my, I believe the same thing's gonna happen. Again, that's my opinion. But I can picture this, because we're gonna talk about these trees in just a minute. On either side of this river, as it splits north, south, it's gonna access this whole world. Are you got the picture? I'm not saying you have to agree with me. I want you to see what I see. Coming from the throne of God, it branches north, south, east, and west. It goes throughout the whole world. Clear as crystal, pure water. I don't see one river just running out and it just running. Are y'all following? I see it's going out to different areas. Okay, go a little farther. Proceed now to the throne of God and of the Lamb. And I get that really from Genesis 2, because this land is going to be, it's going to be perfect, God's creation. He's going to use this all over the world like he did in Eden. Are y'all kind of looking at me awful strange? I know I'm crazy, I didn't get a revelation from God. This is how I picture it in my mind from all my years of studying, how I kind of picture these things. It water and the earth, and we're going to see what else it does.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.